The Final Four will fight it out at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis on a floor made of Michigan maple.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
Connor Sports is located in the small Upper Peninsula town of Amasa in Iron County. It's the company making not only the floor for the men's Final Four in Indianapolis, but also the women's Final Four in Tampa. Jason Gasbridge is Director of Sustainability for Connor Sports. The company's been around since 1872, even before basketball was invented. Jason, what does it take to make the floor in terms of number of trees, how many steps, how much time?
Well, this year was a little bit special. We had a local school district here in Michigan near Amasa, where our plant is, that owns a school forest. And we actually had a field trip where we had 460 kids from the Forest Park School District come out to their school forest, and we cut down the first tree for this year's men's court.
That's great. So the kids were really a part of it in a very, very special way. And that was the first of how many trees?
You know, a typical floor takes about 30 trees. And it, you know, it varies from year to year. And, you know, a lot of it depends on the size of the trees.
And what kind of trees?
They are what we call in our industry northern hard maple. So they're hard maple trees that are grown north of the 38th parallel.
What makes them good for the purpose of the Final Four?
Well, it's a very clear wooden. By clear, I mean not that you can see through it, but there are not very many knots. It's very pure white wood. And it's very hard. It's very dense. So it's a very strong wood. And it's very important, especially for the game of basketball, that you have a wood that is hard and dense, because the last thing that you want is, you know, chips or splinters to come off the floor, and it could be disastrous from a injury standpoint.
So how much time from cutting down the trees to having a floor good to go? How much time passes?
So, again, backing up to the September 24th event where the trees were cut, the trees then are transported to a sawmill where the logs are cut into lumber, and the material is dried, and then it comes back to our plant in Amasa where flooring is made. And then it goes through what we call a panelization process, which is where we take the flooring and we attach it to a subfloor system. And those subfloor systems, basically we create a panel that's 4 feet wide, 7 feet long, and that is what makes up the floor. If you look very closely at the floor on TV, you'll notice that you can see there are 4-foot by 7-foot panels that make up the floor. Typically, you know, about 250 panels make up a complete floor. Once the panels are built here in Amasa, they're transported to our finisher. And the finisher that we use this year is located in Utah. That floor is finished. And then, of course, goes on a 5-day or so tour, which the floor has toured from Utah all the way into Indianapolis, where it has been installed.
And I've got to imagine people in Amasa, when they're watching the Spartans playing this weekend, knowing that it's a local company that built that floor and the kids were there for the day the first tree was cut down, there has to be a special tie.
It is, yeah. And it's even maybe a little more special, even for kids down in Indianapolis. And the reason I say that is not only did we use lumber from the school forest here in Amasa, but we also took things a step further. The panels that we manufacture have a recycled plastic component in them. And this year, it's a first-time ever event. We worked with 6 schools in the Indianapolis area, along with Forest Park School District and the West Iron County School District here near our mill in Amasa. And we asked students in all of those 8 schools to collect a very specific type of recycled plastic. It's a number 5, which more commonly would be recognizable as a plastic bottle cap, or yogurt containers are typically made out of that material. Those materials were collected and incorporated into the men's court. So, again, there's just another tie together, not only for our local community, but the community down in the Indianapolis area where the game is being played.
Well, after it's all said and done, and if we were talking next Tuesday after the championship's been decided, what happens to the floor then?
Well, you know, it's a little different every year. So oftentimes the school that wins will purchase the court, and they'll do one of two things with it. They'll either take it back and they'll use it as their home court, or other times they will take it back and they'll cut it into smaller pieces and sell the smaller pieces as memorabilia for the game. And then sometimes they just don't purchase it, and so we'll take the quart back and we'll sell it over the course of the year to another facility.
Jason Gasparich is Director of Sustainability for Connor Sports. The Upper Peninsula Company built the hardwood floors being used for the NCAA Men's and Women's Final Four. The company's been making floors for the NCAA Championship Games since 2006. Jason, thanks for speaking with us.
Hey, you're very welcome.